I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Natty Waters is back in the house.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. What's new with you?
A few things. As you know, I've joined acting classes probably midway through the beginning of this year.
What motivated you to do that?
I went to broadcasting school.
Right.
And I kind of found that news wasn't my niche and radio wasn't really my niche. What I really liked was making video projects and making, basically telling the stories through video. And I've kind of always had this dream of acting and just haphazardly I ran into somebody at a mutual friend's wedding and she introduced me to the acting world here in Denver. So
it's pretty exciting. Like there's a pretty big world when it comes to acting here in Denver, right?
Yeah, I mean it's mostly like independent films, right? And everyone knows everyone, so it's really kind of cool to see who knows who.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so new to this, but it's funny because a lot of the people that I've run into with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of
small
cool.
Little world.
It is, but it's so friendly and awesome. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
The boyfriend recommended maybe he and I take acting classes together this last weekend.
Very cool.
I'm like, what?
Really?
I was like, well, I guess that could be fun.
Yeah.
But I kind of have, like, stage fright issues.
Well, you'll get over that.
I guess. I don't know. We haven't talked about it any further. We were having coffee, and he's like, we should take acting classes together. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do with those, but all right. It could be fun.
So basically, what was recommended to me was kind of to go and audit a few classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just to go sit in and see if the teacher feels right, which I audited three different classes. And the guy that I ended up sticking with, it just felt so organic to actually take his class. So he's a really great instructor, and he's just really, really, really cool, you know? The other guys were absolutely cool, don't get me wrong, but this guy, it just felt so,
like,
you know,
up your alley.
Natural.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
And the boyfriend has taken acting classes before, several years ago, so it would be nothing new to him.
Yeah.
It would just be new to me.
Well, he's a comedian too, right? So he's on stage all the time.
And he thought maybe about breaking into acting, because a lot of comedians do.
Right.
Speaking of.
Right.
Real quickly. Robin Williams, we just found out, like, in the last 10 minutes that he died.
That's
so sad. He was one of the funniest people of my lifetime, I think.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
On repeat, we owned the VHS. My brother and I would watch that over and
That's
over.
That's funny. Well, yeah, I think it was on cable recently. We DVR'd it, and now it's one of those that my daughter loves to watch.
That's awesome.
It's such a creative story.
Mm-hmm. And he is awesome. So that's very sad.
Yeah, unfortunate.
So you've been taking acting classes, and that kind of motivated you to do this 48-hour film project.
Correct.
Okay, so I did my research. I kind of know what that is. You taught me the last time you were here that I needed to research things before I start talking about it. So it's done over a weekend, 48 hours.
Right.
It's a wild and sleepless weekend in which you and a team make a movie. You write, shoot, edit, and score it.
Yes.
In just 48 hours. On Friday night, you get a character, a prop, a line of dialogue, and a genre, all to include in your movie.
Correct.
And then 48 hours later, the movie must be complete.
That's correct.
Then it shows at a local theater, usually the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, over 50,000 filmmakers made over 4,000 films in 120 cities on 6 continents across the world. Over the 11 years of the 48-hour film festival, over 19,000 films have been made by 278,000 people.
Yeah.
That's massive, and that's awesome. I never heard of it until you mentioned it the last time you were here.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, the first time I heard about it was last year when I was going to broadcasting school. My school, basically, it was their first year participating in it. And one of my instructors was actually one of the running components or opponents, I should say.
Okay.
So he had his own team, and he's like, good luck to you guys. I was going I was going to join it, but I was so busy. I was like the director for our, what was that? our newscast module. So mm-hmm. that was just a crazy module. I just didn't even want to get involved. But this year, now that I'm taking acting classes, since I don't really have any experience on or behind the scenes, my acting coach basically told me to go and participate, which I'm so glad I did because I met so many awesome people.
That's awesome.
And so many different realms of creativity. The way that a movie is pulled together, it's a team effort. It is not just one or two people. It's a huge just array of people that is needed in every type of setting. So it's a lot of fun. I met a lot of great people, and it's open doors for future opportunities. So,
and I took video production, a video production class in college.
Sure.
And we had a whole semester to create a short film.
Oh yeah.
And I understand what you mean by it takes a whole crew to really make it happen.
For sure.
Like, we shot it. We thought we were doing awesome. And then we get back with all this, like, film. You have filmed things.
Right.
Yeah. And the sound didn't work.
Yeah.
Whoever was operating the camera didn't understand how to make the sound work.
Yeah.
So we had to voice over everything, and it ended up being horrible. We got a C, and I was sad.
Yeah. You kind of have to have both.
Yeah.
You have to have both a boom operator and mm-hmm. also the camera. Yeah. The camera does pick up a lot of natural sound. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, it's a good guideline for when you have the sound to kind of line up the two together.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you.
I was so mad.
It's trial by error.
I was the girl star, and there was a boy star. And so, like, I did my part.
Right.
I got in front of the camera, which freaked me out.
Sure.
And did it for this stupid project, and then we ended up getting a C. I was so mad.
Well, at least you got a C, and you passed.
True.
And you didn't fail.
That's true.
But, yeah, so.
But I thought that was going to be, like, one of those classes where it's, like, mm-hmm. easy schmeasy. Not at all.
Video production is
intense.
It is. Especially. My favorite module in school was music videos, mm-hmm. and to sync the, okay, so we did a couple of videos for a local rap artist.
Right, you mentioned that to me, I guess, when we spoke previously.
Yeah, I think the last time we talked, but him rapping and us lining up the lyrics to that, it's a challenge sometimes.
I can only imagine.
Sometimes you get really lucky and it just, you put the clip on the mm-hmm. music and it just falls. Other times you're like off by just a tenth of a second and it just, you could tell that it's not there and it's
right. It's and if tedious. You've ever seen a music video filmed, like there's the music playing in the background so that the artist knows what to lip to,
right.
But then to actually get it, oh, I can't even imagine.
It's
I
a lot of fun. Imagine. Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
So tell us how your 48-hour project went. It happened when? A couple weeks ago, right?
So not this past last weekend, but the weekend prior.
Okay.
So the very 1st of August mm-hmm. through the 3rd. Basically what happened was I signed on to the 48hourfilmproject.com webpage, and I just threw my name into the hat, and I guess what it does is it creates a recruitment list for filmmakers to come, and if they don't have a full cast, full crew, they come to this list to kind of pick out and see, oh, this person can offer up acting, or, mm-hmm. oh, they just want to be an extra hand on set, so that's what I'm assuming they saw, and
right.
I got a couple of emails. The first guy I emailed, and, you know, I set up with him right away. The second guy I emailed and let him know that he just came just a smidge too late.
Right.
But he was really grateful that I contacted him back and let him know that I wouldn't be able to.
As a recruiter, it's always good to know when
right.
someone is not interested.
Correct.
Because I'm not sitting there holding my breath waiting for this person to email me back. So.
And I'm
good
also
move on
glad.
Your part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also glad too because I actually got to sit in and watch the film that second guy created.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool. It was probably one of my favorites that debuted while we were there. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, so we basically started Friday night at 7 o'clock. The executive producer had a business office lined up off Broadway downtown.
Oh, very nice.
And so that was kind of our, I guess, headquarters for the weekend. We got our genre, we got our character, we got the line that was needed. It was a drama.
Mm-hmm.
It was Anthony Sakuski. He had to be a writer, and he had to say, "I don't know why I'm here." So
that's it. Yeah. Those are the requirements.
Those are the guidelines, and you have to have those in your film.
Okay.
So basically, I think the way that it is you pick a genre out of a hat, mm-hmm. or some way like that. And we ended up with drama. Luckily, one of the guys that was recruited into the team, he kind of had hookups or connections. There you go. I'm like, what am I searching for here? To the Denver County Fair. And we thought that it was going to be a good, kind of like a good setting, because we could have so many people in the background where we're not having to pay them. And just there's so much live action stuff going on that it just was kind of like eye candy, if mm-hmm. you will. However, when we went to the film it, the sound, it was so loud.
I bet.
So
there's a lot of noise at a fair.
Oh, it was pretty crazy. So basically the main guy was great because he has a natural deep voice. However, my voice, I can't really project it very no. well right now. So the boom operator kept telling me, he's like, you know, you need to talk just a little bit louder. So I would try it. And he's like, yeah, you actually kind of sound like you're whining now. Thanks, Tyler. Oh, it was funny. But it was a lot of fun. I
Good.
Mean, it was a mad dash.
Mm-hmm.
We actually finished on time. We had time to spare.
Did you sleep at all?
Yeah. I actually went home.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I went home.
What does your husband and your child think of this?
They were excited. Uh-huh. You know, they
That's
came.
Awesome. That's an awesome family.
Yeah, I think what really did it in for them was going to the actual theater to watch what we had put together.
They're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mom.
So, right.
Life. Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun if you're into that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know how the average Joe would be able to work that into their life. Or Joette, right. I guess.
Well, I mean, it was on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily. I don't know if they have... I mean, it's a national, international thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say or assume that they do gear it toward the weekends just so more people have that availability.
That makes sense.
However, you know, I mean, maybe there are some people that plan for this in advance and they get the time off.
I'm sure
so,
they do.
Especially
yeah.
if this is their world, you know.
Right. And a lot of, like, artsy people have to have a couple jobs to handle.
Absolutely.
The bills.
Well, yeah. You don't always want to work for the man.
True. True. So I've been asking everyone, what deodorant do you currently use?
It's a secret.
Is it secret?
It's secret.
Everyone uses that.
I can't do Dove. I think I'm allergic to it.
Do you do the regular secret or the clinical secret?
That's a personal question. Do you stink really bad or just
no,
a tiny
no.
bit?
Hey, before you say that. No, I was using the regular secret.
Okay.
And it stopped working. Like, all this summer, I was like, what the heck? I've been using this since high school.
Yeah.
And now I've kind of settled into, I found the lavender clinical strength secret is doing the job.
Is it?
But this is the first week I've been able to actually say, okay, I found a replacement. So
gotcha.
My new thing is, because women don't talk about that.
Right.
When was the last time you talked to your girlfriend about the deodorant? Yeah, I know. It's
maybe
awkward.
During basketball. Hey, you got any deo for your BO?
Right.
That's basically how we would talk about it.
So my goal is to ask all my guests.
It's a secret.
Just once. Okay, secret. That's the most common one. I think everyone has said that.
Yeah, I don't like Dove.
And there's a lot of like other high-end brands.
See, I'm so chintzy that I haven't even tried those.
I don't even know how to find them because I haven't gone the extra mile to look for them. But yeah, I've found that the clinical lavender secret is working.
You
so
know
far.
What my favorite part about deodorant shopping is?
What's that?
Is smelling them.
Yes.
I can
they have
sit
so
there.
Different, so many different smells.
And then you're like, oh, I could see my... No, No, never mind. It settles in way too much, and then you have to move on to the next bar.
You don't want
to
smell like a Glade plug-in.
Yeah, yeah.
And another thing that we started, this is week number 3, Woman Crush of the Week.
Okay.
And this week, my pick is Emma Watson, which is kind of an odd pick because people know her. She was born in Paris, France. Mm-hmm. Her parents are English. She moved to Oxfordshire when she was 5, where she attended Dragon School. From the age of 6, she knew that she wanted to be an actress, and she trained at the Oxford branch of Stagecoach Theatre Arts, a part-time theater school where she studied singing, dancing, and acting. And by the age of 10, she had performed and taken the lead in various Stagecoach productions and school plays, and then in 1999, casting began for Harry Potter. That's Ooh. How everyone knows her.
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and casting agents found Emma through her Oxford theater teacher, and after 8 consistent auditions. 8. That wow. seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure as an actress. For a young... Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm so new, but 8 for...
It seems a lot.
They bet... Well, I mean, for a major motion picture, I'm sure they're trying to weed out.
I guess.
You know? And that makes sense. And she was a no-name. Right.
So that's... You're taking your chances. But she finally found out that Good she got
her,
it.
Though, yeah.
And then it was released in 2001, and the rest is history, really.
Very cool.
But the part about her that really stuck out to me, and I did not know this until I started researching my Woman Crush Woman Crush Wednesday. Here I go.
Well,
Woman
that's Crush what Week. I was thinking. I Wednesday. It's Monday.
She actually was appointed the UN's Goodwill Ambassador for He for She campaign. It's a UN women campaign for gender equality, and it was actually founded by Matt Damon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's for the empowerment of women.
Goodwill Ambassador.
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with Goodwill Hunting?
I don't, maybe.
I'm just kidding. Oh. That was, good, you know what?
Good connection of those dots,
That's
Maddie.
Sad. That's actually sad that I say that now because Robin Williams was in that movie.
He was nominated for an Oscar God, in that movie.
That was a good movie, though.
Another. We pulled it back around.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yes. So the best Emma Watson quote, becoming yourself is really hard and confusing, and it's a process. It's often not cool to be the person who puts themselves out there.
Yes, and I agree with that.
I think as broadcast people, mm-hmm. like in school, that was one of the hardest things for me. Putting like when yourself. I did my internship at the TV station, yeah. the first time they're like, here, do you want to record some reel? Nope. I'm like, no, I'm still observing.
Yes. I know that feeling though. Any,
just like, yeah. I didn't do the research on this story. You did.
Right.
How am I supposed to do the reel? You know? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
No, I totally get what you're saying.
And for anyone listening that's going to college or thinking about going to college, I recommend doing several internships. Mm-hmm. I only did one.
I did one. No, I did one.
But at my work, we have an intern that's been there every summer and every winter break that he's had throughout his career in college. Mm-hmm. And he's a finance major and we're not broadcast people. But I think it's good to like get your time in and really see the different aspects. So
sure.
One internship, that was what was required of me and that's all I did because it cut into me making money at another job.
Right.
But if I could do it all over again, I'd totally.
As many. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I watched her in, what's that movie? The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Yes.
I really liked that movie.
I loved that movie. Mm-hmm. One of those kind of indie type films.
Yes. I really liked her. Yeah, and her. I guess I've seen the first Harry Potter. I haven't kept up.
At all.
But yes, I liked Perks of Being a Wallflower, and she was in This Is the End with Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill, and who else?
I don't know if I know what you're talking about. I don't know if I've seen it.
It's a movie about the end of the world.
Oh, no, I did not
and
see it.
And she's in it playing herself, and she seemed like a badass, so...
There we go.
If that's how she is in real life, then I like her.
You got to be pretty smart to do what she's done thus far.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's not that old. Again, didn't do my research. Don't know how old she is, but she's younger.
She's younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a woman crush of the week? I know I spur this on everyone. Maybe the next time everyone comes around, they'll be prepared.
You know, I mean, I guess the biggest thing was I was looking at Facebook today, like I do every day.
We all have the Facebook problem.
Salma Hayek popped up. I think she's pretty awesome.
What's she doing?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But
she's pretty.
She's gorgeous.
And she seems intelligent. She's not just a pretty face.
I don't know if she is or not.
I've seen some really intelligent quotes from her.
Really?
You never know if she actually... I know.
I was going to say. Are you sure?
I am obsessed with quotes. And so, yeah.
Very profound words.
I know.
No, I liked her. I liked her and yeah, I can't even name a movie. But yeah, she popped up on my newsfeed today and she seemed like a very strong...
Strong woman.
Strong woman.
There you go.
Yeah, that
okay.
was terrible.
If you guys that are listening have a woman crush of the week, it's kind of like Woman Crush Wednesday. That's kind of where I got the inspiration. But I'm going to do it every week, even if I'm the only one that participates completely. Because
next time I'm on, mm-hmm. I'll participate a little bit more thoroughly.
Yes.
Yes.
You've heard of Jason Aldean.
I know who he is.
Because of Dirt Road Anthem.
The chilling on the dirt road.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my uncle's song.
That's awesome. He's been in the country music scene for several years. He's probably one of the bigger names,
mm-hmm.
Outside of like the Tim McGraws, the Kenny Chesneys. But the last couple of years has been kind of interesting when it comes to his personal life. He decided that he's had enough of the criticism when it circles his personal life recently.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And he took to his Instagram page to defend his relationship with Brittany Kerr. And you probably have not a clue. She's American Idol mm-hmm. alum. And there was a picture about 2 years ago that came out of him kissing her while he was still married.
Yikes. Gotcha.
Yeah. But since then, you know, he's gotten a divorce. They are now a happy couple. So he posted a picture of he and his girlfriend on Instagram with a puppy.
Oh.
Adorable, right?
Nice.
I guess a lot of people, like, went crazy and was, like, giving him some flack.
Sure.
People are so judgmental. So, he posted a meme.
Meme?
Yeah, meme.
Meme?
I'm always bad at that
word.
Oh,
meme. Yes.
You know my name, not my story. You've heard what I've done, not what I've been through. And then he said, so sick of people judging me and Brittany Kerr over things they know nothing about. I've made mistakes, but I'm a better person because of it and wouldn't change a thing. I'm happier than I've ever been. So thank you to all the people who support us. We are happy and life goes on. It's time to move on, people. Hashtag Aldean Army. Hashtag old news. Hashtag time to move on.
Next time you do that, you have to do the hashtag, like on Jimmy Fallon.
Hashtag. Go to sleep way before he comes on. I am old.
YouTube it. It's hilarious. Yes. Hashtag.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. So I was trying to think. I've never had the experience where I've known someone or a couple that have become a couple after an affair. And how would I react to that?
Right. I think... On different levels.
It depends on how close you are to one or both of the parties.
That's true. I mean, you're always going to support, say, like if it's Jason's friends.
Right.
They'll support him.
Right. Even like, if, oh boy.
Exactly. Yeah. And then on the other side.
The story.
Right.
It's and all so, about the whole story. Both sides.
Right. And I mean, as a person that's in the limelight, you're going to get that flack. People mm-hmm. have nothing better to do with their lives. So, I mean, that's obviously going to happen. There's a controversy in the media, then people are going to flock to it. So.
Right.
But, I mean, if it were more personal, I guess it just depends on how close you are to one of the people.
And you're married.
Yes.
You've been married for?
2 years in September.
There we go. And so you have that. I don't have that taste of the whole married thing. And maybe if I did, there would be a little bit more, I guess, resentment toward it. Do you feel as a married woman, if you put yourself in his ex-wife's shoes,
mm-hmm.
does it make you angry?
I'm sure there was more to the story.
There you go. That's the intellectual side of you. I'm a lot of people would be like, oh, hell no, you know,
well,
and
I
jump
mean,
on that hater bandwagon.
Right. Every marriage is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has different issues and complications.
True.
So it's just, you can't put yourself in that situation because you're not really a part of that situation. So.
That is so true. And that's kind of how I was feeling. And I'm like, well, mm-hmm. maybe it's because I don't have anything that's
Well, you're sane,
relatable.
Though, and
yeah.
I'm sane, and some people aren't sane.
I'm sane, you're sane.
Just kidding.
Some people aren't sane.
Just kidding. If you guys have flack against it, you know, that's just, I don't, so.
Gotcha. Have you caught up with Sons of Anarchy?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's fine.
Sorry.
We'll carry on.
Okay.
Don't ruin it for me. So, what women really want. And yeah. I thought this was a good tie-in to the whole marriage. Men want to make their women happy if they're good men.
Sure.
And women want to make their man happy if they're good women.
Sure.
So I found this very short list. It's only four things of things that women really want and what they need in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we want to be wanted. Everyone wants to be wanted. Whether
yes.
it's friendship, work, or a relationship, mm-hmm. I feel like we all want to be wanted. It's a sense of power and strength that we may not even realize exists. To be able to label another human being as ours or our person and know at the end of the day that no matter what happens, that person will always be on our side is an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And it's not a control thing. It kind of is the nurturer side of us.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it balances you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're wanted, that means then you have a natural ability of caring for other people.
Right.
So if somebody wants you in their life, then that just kind of balances out. If you have any, I guess, insecurities about
right.
yourself, you know, at least you can look at it that, oh, well, this person actually wants me in their life. So
true.
Yeah.
True. Are you and your husband friends?
Yes.
Okay. So the next one is all you.
Okay.
Because we definitely want a friend when we're looking for a relationship.
Yeah. So basically it says simply having someone to text, talk to, or hang out with means a lot to us. The physical aspect of romantic relationships is always a necessity, but a relationship doesn't really begin until people start listening to each other. Very true. Maybe we're just bored and we want to tell you about how much our favorite band's new single rocks our world, how some horrible driver cut us off on the highway, or just to gush about how cute the dog we saw on the street was. Being friends first and foremost is important.
And it's so true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, think about the things you used to talk about with your girlfriends in high school. And all that free time. Like, you guys would text each other and hang out, and you guys would have all this stuff to talk about. However, you know, life goes on, and you find a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of who replaces those friends. So it's important to have that, I guess, to have that line of communication.
Right.
Because you'd need that. I mean, that's really the only way that anything's healthy and
mm-hmm.
you're getting your
needs
whatever.
Met.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're getting your craziness out and talking about other things. And yeah, it's important to be friends.
Definitely. And we want to feel special. There's nothing
yeah.
worse than watching a woman throw herself at a man who clearly doesn't care. We've all had those friends. I can admit that I've been that girl.
Yeah.
You know, back
Absolutely.
Back in the day, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy really loves a woman, he's going to let her know it. He'll make her feel loved. He'll buy her flowers, take her out to dinner, and invite her to do fun activities or propose any idea that gives him the opportunity to spend time with her.
Yes. Yeah, it's
so
fun.
If you're out there dating and you're not feeling that you're having to try too hard.
Right.
I feel like you need to just stop and wait for the next guy that might be the person that wants to spend time with you.
Well, yeah, I think that really has a lot to do with it, too, is if they're not giving you the time of day, then it's probably not going to work out in your favor.
But when you're in that situation, it's so hard to think
it
like
is.
That.
It is. It really is.
You want to be like, oh, well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe he's just really busy.
Right. I'm going to change him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Well, I think the thing that I found, too, is that personally, I like to be surprised.
I do, too.
You know, like a surprise dinner at, you know, where whatever restaurant. It doesn't have to be super fancy.
It's the effort.
Yeah.
Steve dropped by with flowers a few weeks ago.
Really?
Right before he was about to go out of town. And I had no idea he was stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes, it's a good feeling.
And then the last thing that women want...
To be honest.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Very important.
Absolutely.
Very important. If you like us, you like us. Let us know. If not, let us know.
Right.
Either way.
Let us
so that's
know.
More for the dating people, but
well,
honesty
I mean,
is very important.
Same with being in a marriage.
Honesty
is key.
Huge.
Because
it's all about the trust.
Well, we just bought a house like the same month. No, a month after we got married.
Oh, wow.
And just recently it came out that neither of us wanted to live in that house.
Oh, no.
So it just, we were kind of tiptoeing around each other's feelings.
Oh, no.
And it ended up working out to where neither of us actually wanted to be in that location. So honesty is always a huge part of any marriage.
Wow.
So, I mean, you don't have to be vindictive by any means, but honesty, I think, is pretty important.
And I think the vindictive part happens when you keep it inside for too long.
Yes.
Absolutely. I am guilty of that.
Yes.
Because I don't like confrontation.
Right.
I don't want someone to get mad at me
mm-hmm.
or look at me like I'm an idiot for voicing my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it is, too, is like some days you get these crazy feelings or crazy thoughts in your head and you just kind of keep them to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time it builds up and, you know, you can't really care about getting you rejected, basically.
Like, right.
You don't want to put yourself in a place where these are my raw, natural feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say these out loud. And then, you know, if it causes something, then you feel kind of jerky about it. That's kind of how I am.
Right.
But, yeah, when it builds up over time, that's...
It all just explodes one day, and that's never good.
Right.
Well, dang.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your house.
It's all good. We'll figure it out. But it was just, you know, one day we were just talking and it was like, well, I thought you wanted to live here. And then he says, no, I want thought you. And, you know, kind of went back and forth. And finally we're like, tragic. Oh my gosh, really?
Because a house purchase is a big deal.
Right.
It's hard to get out of. You can't just back out of it. I learned that the hard way.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe we can just fix it up and... If the values of the houses keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a terrible neighborhood. It's not a terrible location. But at the same time, it's just kind of funny how we held it in that neither one of us really wanted to live there.
And now you're stuck.
And now we're here.
Not stuck. You're at a place that you'll make work.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be negative.
Right. No negative vibes.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by again.
Yeah.
And we'll have you back again very soon.
Sure.
And maybe I'll try acting between now and then.
You should.
Probably not.
I'll give you some names.
There we go. All right, we'll be back next week with a new Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And Natty Waters will be back in just a few weeks.
Yay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.